You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey there, and welcome to a new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. So much music to cram into this episode. In the first hour, I've got music coming up from Metric, Nia Archives, Pizzicato 5, Luscious Jackson, Tisha, The Aces. You know, I think about last week. Last week's episode was the first episode to kick off 2025. To kick off last week's episode and to kick off the entire year, we went to the origin story of Girly So Groovy. We kicked off the year with rock and roll. Well, honey, this week we move in a different direction. We are kicking this week off with dance. Get ready to dance, baby. Here we go. It is Dawn Richard here on Girly So Groovy's Dance Party.
Keep going.
Music to make you move. Consider this your cardio here on Girly So Groovy. And from here, it's all downhill. That is as upbeat as we're going to get. And then we're just going to wander off into a total meltdown, which is perfectly okay. Music right there from a band that I think is actually making their Girly So Groovy radio debut. It is music from the polished and upbeat indie pop quartet, The Aces, hailing from Utah. Music right there that you don't expect to hear, perhaps, from Utah. We heard the song Daydream. Now, that is called the Snake Ships remix from The Aces. You can find that particular remix on the compilation album Red Hot and Free, one of the Red Hot compilation albums that always comes out as a fundraiser for HIV and AIDS. Before The Aces, we had Tisha. Now, it was just 2 years ago. Well, no, I lie. Now, three years ago in 2022 that we crowned Tisha the number one Girly So Grooviest album of that year for her debut album, Capricorn Sun. Now, Tisha is a London producer and DJ. Just last year in 2024, back in September, we saw her release her sophomore album, Sad Girl. It kind of built off of where she left off. Sunny, hook-heavy, progressive house, rave and dance pop, and she just does it so well. It's an absolute dance party when Tisha is in the room. And then kicking off the entire 2 hours, it is music from former member of Danity Kane, Don Richard, an artist who makes a fearless electronic R&B and pop music in her own solo efforts. Don Richard, also an artist that speaks openly about having black women at the heart of dance music and dance festivals. And that is one of the many reasons why I love Don Richard. We're going to keep things moving. Speaking of the top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for 2024, we also included our honorable mentions. Honorable mentions are those albums that don't quite make the top 10, but definitely worth celebrating as fabulous albums of the year. If you missed that episode, know that you can catch that online. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you catch that episode of Top 10 and Honorable Mentions, you will discover that British electronic pop artist Nia Archives easily made her way into the honorable mentions for her fantastic debut album. So right now, without further ado, Nia Archives here on Girly So Groovy.
So tell me. And
sense me west, obsessed about everything you said and what I could have said instead. I guess so stuck inside my head, this overthinking sends me west, obsessed about everything you said and what I could have said instead. I guess so stuck inside my head, this overthinking sends me west, obsessed about everything you said and what I could have said instead. I guess so stuck inside my head, this overthinking sends me west, obsessed about everything you said. So tell me,
we do not fall out of love.
please say you love me just as I am. Starting over won't be easy, misunderstand that pattern, fear is forcing your hand. Knowing what you know just makes it harder to think straight. Starting over after it all breaks. When push it comes to shove, we do not fall out of love. We double down, we do not fade. For all I know, this might be my last night. That's how it goes. There's no one I would rather be lying beside. If all we knew came crashing down on to.
Finding Radio, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and you, the listener who loves them. Music there from Toronto-based indie band Metric, led by the incomparable Emily Haynes. We heard the song All Comes Crashing. That's from the band's album Frontera. In the middle, it is music from a band that we featured a few times here on Girly So Groovy over 2024 and continue to do so into the new year. Dummy is the Los Angeles quintet who traffic in sounds borrowed from dream pop, space age, indie, German electronica, and shoegaze rock. The band's second album, Free Energy, sees them alternating towards more experimental sounds as they add avant-garde, new age, and dance music elements to the mix. The album came out in September. This time we heard the opening track. Intro UB is the name of the song. Again, the band is Dummy, a Los Angeles quintet. So, of course, we send love and light and hope that they are doing as well as they can, considering all that's happening in LA. Kicking off that set, it is music from Nia Archives. Of course, Nia Archives was included in our honorable mentions for 2024. A London-based producer, singer, songwriter, and filmmaker who just seamlessly melds jungle and neo-soul in clever, delicious ways. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next 30 minutes here on Girly So Groovy. I've got music from Luscious Jackson, Pizzicato 5, Maya Hawk as well coming up all within the next 30 minutes. But up next, we have got music from a band that I feel like hasn't got some Girly So Groovy radio love in a little bit of time. Up next, it is music from a band that was a distinctly 1990s phenomenon for the fact that it's a group that walked the border separating alternative rock and hip-hop. They did it so well. The band was considered the all-girl version of the Beastie Boys. It is Luscious Jackson up next here on Girly So Groovy.